Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, December 2nd, 2022. 12:22, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. First Friday in the month of December. And we're trying to get in the Christmas spirit here today. We got our first Christmas card this morning. Now remember, you can send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street, WGH Talk Radio. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will send you a card back. We got our first card this morning. It's got a wreath on the front of it. It says, Merry Christmas. Inside it says, wishing you plenty of warmth and wonder this Christmas. Scott, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the entire staff of WGH. Kevin Griffith. And Kevin did put his return address in there. So we will get a card out to you, Kevin. Thank you so much for the card. Still time to send a message to Santa Claus. P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. So make sure you get your cards and letters out to Santa Claus. The Fruitcake Toss coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m. We now have 40 people in the Fruitcake Toss. We've got Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Mike Wilson, Jeff Ruth, Jerry Powell, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Troy, and Ray Grogan was our 40th entry. And as I said earlier, I believe there will be love in the air that night. You know, more people propose during the holiday season than any other time of the year. I believe that's right. Somebody might have to check me on that. But, you know, with the names I see here, there might be some love in the air on Fruitcake Night. Now, does anybody have anything they'd like to add to the Fruitcake Toss? Nominate somebody. Get us up over 40. We're at 40 now. So we can go to 50 now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, the winner of this big event will get a plaque courtesy of Bob Welsh, Columbus, Ohio. You will get a certificate saying you are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion. You will get your very own Claxton Fruitcake Toss, or Fruitcake, and you will get a dinner somewhere in town that night. Maybe, in town, out of town, not really sure yet, but you'll get dinner somewhere. And that's how the Fruitcake Toss goes. Also that night, we will be having the inductions for the Upper Crust Society of Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, and Buckeye Guy. So they will receive their plaques on that night as well for signing the pizza dough. All right. But I can feel there's going to be love. I just feel there'll be love in the air. And as they say, am I wrong about this? Somebody give me a call. 740-383-9944. I believe more proposals, and some marriages go on during the holiday season. And I think, and I'm not going to mention any names. I mean, there are 40 names on this. We've got men and women and kids and all kinds of things here. But I believe there could be love in the air that night. There could be, possibly, marriage proposals. Wouldn't that be something if somebody got down on bended knee? It'd be just like a Hallmark movie, wouldn't it? My goodness. That would just be something. Don't miss that Fruitcake Toss. It's going to be worth... Well, we're not charging admission, so I guess it's just going to be worth the price. It's a happening. It's a... imminent event here on WGH Talk. All right, we got some giveaways today. We got Smoothie King, we got Arby's, we got Pizza Hut, we got Sans Sodas, and we've been playing some, let's see here, what have we been playing? Family Feud, Christmas-themed Family Feud. Now, so far, the only person in this is Brinley. The question earlier, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Now, the only answer we have so far is cookies. There are still five other answers. So does anybody know what the five other answers are? Now, remember, we are giving away prizes this morning. First time we've done that in a while. We're going to give a prize away right before 11 o'clock, right before the 11 o'clock break. And then we're going to do one right around 12:30, so you still have time before 1 o'clock to come up and get your prize if you want to get it today. You can always pick it up next week if you want to do that. But only one person in so far, Brinley. But the question is, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? There are still five other answers. Now, it can be anything. And you can enter as many times as you like. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Now, prizes, like I say, we've got some pretty good prizes here. We've got, well, let's go to the phones, and then we'll come back to the prizes. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Does milk count?
What, milk?
Yeah, milk. I'm eating, so I'm trying to call, yes.
No, milk's a good guess, but not on the list.
Okay.
No milk on the list. Now, some of the, like I say, I've told you the businesses we have prizes from here, but we've got a free meal from Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. We've got a smoothie from Smoothie King, free smoothie, no purchase necessary, 20 ounces. Sans Soda's $10 gift card. Free breadsticks from Pizza Hut. Free large pizza with up to three toppings, hand-tossed or thin and crispy, from Pizza Hut. And we've got free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip brownie from Pizza Hut. So all kinds of good prizes. And we got some Bettman and Halpin CDs as well. Now remember, we're going to do a drawing right before 11 o'clock. Still only one name in. And the question is, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
How about donuts?
No donuts on the list.
Okay.
No donuts on the list today. Brinley remains the only person in the competition so far for the drawing that will happen in about, 45 minutes? A little less than that. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Let's see. Well, cookies was number three, and that's the only one we have so far. Apparently, nobody buying Christmas gifts for Santa Claus. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? All right here. Go ahead, caller.
I thought you said what food.
No, what present?
I know now. How about a new sleigh?
Not a new sleigh. Good guess.
Okay.
No new sleigh on the list. What present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? Brinley, the only one in so far. Five other answers on this list. Now, it doesn't have to be a particular food. It can be anything. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Now, we've got 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Those answers have not been gotten yet. Cookies was number 3, and that's where we are at this point. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a new outfit. Santa Claus outfit.
New suit is number 2 on the list. Got you down, Judy.
Yeah. I thought you said food. I was getting food. Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Judy is now on the list. Absolutely. Santa would like a new suit. That is number 2. So, we've still got 4 other answers here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit was 2. Cookies was 3 on the list. We've still got 4 answers. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Now we've got Brinley and we've got Judy. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new pair of boots?
No boots on the list.
Okay.
Boots do not make this particular list today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit was 2. Cookies was 3. Still 4 answers left to go here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 4 big answers left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the remaining 4 answers? Now remember, we're going to do a drawing here for some food right before 11 o'clock. We've only got 2 entrants so far, Brinley and Judy. 740-383-9944. And remember, if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a new pipe. Years ago, didn't he have a pipe?
He did have a pipe for many years. No new pipe.
Okay.
No new pipe on Santa's list here today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Got a new suit, and we've got cookies. Who do you think might be falling in love during the fruitcake toss? Love over a fruitcake that could possibly result in, who knows? You know, what that right there is a Hallmark movie, isn't it? I fell in love over a fruitcake. I bet I could sell that to the Hallmark Company. Heaven knows it would be better than that Dolly Parton special last night that I watched. Holy mackerel. Did anybody else watch that thing? Just no Christmas music traditional at all. And there was a song in there about what the devil can go to hell in a handbasket. Now, what kind of Christmas song is that? Oh, gee whiz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers? Still 4 of them left. The only ones we've got here are new suit and cookies. You know, there are some, these are good guesses, are good answers, I think. Interestingly enough, presents for Santa Claus. Go ahead, caller.
Wouldn't he want snow?
No snow on the list. Did you see this Dolly Parton special last night?
I didn't know she had one,
Oh, yes, it was on NBC last night from 8 to 10. It was terrible. And I like Dolly Parton, as I say, but there was no Christmas songs in it, and no traditional Christmas songs, and I couldn't figure out what the whole special was even supposed to be about.
I'll see if I can bring it up on my Fire Stick on that stuff.
Yeah, you'll have to watch that.
Well, it won't show me probably all of it, just a little bit. Was it a guest or something, or what was it? What was wrong with it?
Well, it was a 2-hour special, and it was supposed to be Christmas from Dollywood, I think is what it was called, but all the music, she didn't sing any traditional music. She sang all new songs. And, I mean, there were some Christmas trees and things in it, but I don't know what the whole thing was about, really. It was very odd. And, I don't know. I like Dolly Parton, but I just thought that was a big, big miss as a Christmas special. Do you think we might have some people fall in love here at the Fruitcake Toss?
Well, no, Scott. Should we ask you?
Well, not me. Not me. But I know some names on this. Trust me, there are some names here. I'm not going to out them, these 40 names, but there are some people here who've had some eyes for each other.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's why we like to do men and women for the fruitcake toss.
Well, because I don't know hardly any of them, so I wouldn't know. But
Wouldn't it be neat if somebody got down on bended knee that night and proposed?
Yeah, that would make the paper.
That would make the paper. And I think those two people who I'm thinking of would enjoy that.
Oh.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Who knows? All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies are what we got so far. 30 minutes past the hour. Brinley and Judy in the competition. Four left. What four are going to be coming down the track here? Four answers. Now, if Santa were on your shopping list for Christmas time, what would you get Santa? Could be anything. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? These are interesting answers, I have to say. But like I say, things he would want. I could see all these things being on Santa's Christmas list. New suit was number two. We got that one. Cookies was number three. We got that one. So what are the other answers? 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Let's say a watch.
A watch. No watch on the list, but that's a good one. No watch on this particular list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A present Santa would like for Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fruitcake?
Oh, Lord. Not a fruitcake. How you doing, John?
Pretty good. I told Carolyn, I said, I'm going to see if Santa likes fruitcakes this year.
Apparently he doesn't. Did you happen to see this Dolly Parton special last night?
No, we missed it.
Oh, you're lucky you missed it. It was bad. And I like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
Yeah, but she didn't sing any Christmas songs.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't, Scott.
No, it was depressing. How is Carolyn getting around?
She's doing a little better, Scott. She went out yesterday and got her hair done and went and sang with the seniors in song.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, tell her happy holidays and keep trying this morning. You might win dinner tonight.
Okay, Scott. We'll keep listening.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here. Boy, that Dolly Parton thing just sticks in my crawl. Because I was all ready to get, I got in my little, you know, jammies with the feet in them, and got my milk and cookies, and the whole thing was just a wash. 2 hours of nothing. I about took the Christmas tree down. 740-383-9944. That's how bad it was. 33 minutes past the hour. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit. Number two, cookies, number three. And we're going to do a drawing here right before 11 o'clock, which is ever so approaching. And then 12:30, we'll do another draw, somewhere around 12:30. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about eggnog?
No eggnog on the list. No eggnog on the list this morning. Boy, I tell you, it must be hard buying for Santa Claus. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies is where we're at now. Still four answers left on the big board. 740-383-9944. Who's got the remaining four answers? Brinley and Judy, only ones in the competition so far. And you can enter as many times as you like. 740-383-9944. You know, we have all these other categories this morning, and we have not gotten past the first category yet. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new pair of glasses?
No glasses. No glasses on the list. And we were also talking earlier, is this really the 40th anniversary of Christmas at the Palace? Seems to me like it's been going on longer than that. I can't imagine it's only 40 years old. I don't know. Maybe. I wonder what the ticket prices for that are. I haven't seen them. You know, everything goes up from year to year, I guess. Let's see. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies. Four answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say he'd want world peace.
No, apparently not. No world peace. No world peace for Santa Claus today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Four big answers left to go here. Remember, we're going to be giving away Pizza Hut, Sans Sodas, Smoothie King, Arby's. We've got some good prizes here today. Bettman and Halpin CDs. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies is where we're at right now. New suit was number two. Cookies was number three. Can you imagine having those brownies tonight from Pizza Hut? Or maybe the Sans Sodas, whatever you would get over there, something delicious. Go ahead, caller.
How about a neck scarf?
No neck scarf, but a good guess.
Okay.
No neck scarf, but not a bad guess at all. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What present would Santa like for Christmas? New suit, cookies. Everything else to the side. Go ahead, caller.
How about jingle bells and harnesses for the reindeer?
No jingle bells. How are things going, Bob?
Things are going very well.
Did you watch the Dolly Parton thing last night?
No, I was distracted by better TV.
Oh, it was horrible. It was just horrible. And you think Dolly Parton, being in the profession for this long, would not have a problem like that?
Well, you think maybe some NBC executive might pull her aside and say, Dolly, we'd love you, but tone it down.
Yeah, something happened. So how are things coming for the big fruitcake toss?
Things are coming very well. We have a fruitcake here. We're practicing in town here, and I'm going to go ahead and announce that due to a generous donation from somebody getting rid of plaques, we'll have plaques for the last 2 years of winners.
Oh, so Dono will get a plaque as well.
Yes.
And our original winner, Ralph, I hope he'll be there.
I hope so, because we have a plaque for him.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that's great. Thanks, Sabab.
That's going to be a big event.
It's good. 40 people. Have you heard? We cracked 40.
I think we need to go for 50.
I think we'll get there. It hasn't even run in the paper yet, so we still got 13 days.
I think once we get to 50, the mayor needs to allocate some money for the city to rent the blimp to cover the event.
Well, I'm sure the street will just be shut down. It'll just be shut down over here.
I can see it.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, have a good day.
All right. Well, you know, now everybody gets a plaque. Has anybody got in touch with Ralph Thacker? I'm worried about this now because I know Ralph was nominated. Now, Dono, I believe, knows, but I don't know if Ralph knows or not. And now there's a plaque here for him. So Dono will get a plaque from last year. He was the winner. And Ralph will get a plaque from 2 years ago. But this year's winner will get a plaque. But I don't... if anybody knows Ralph Thacker, call him. And let him know, definitely be here that night because he's entered in the fruitcake toss, but he'll also get a plaque. So there you go. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. Somebody will have to do some handiwork online and find Ralph Thacker's phone number and give him a call and let him know. Fancy detective work. Go ahead, caller.
How about candy?
No candy on the list, but a good guess.
Well, he's hard to buy for, or whatever.
Santa is difficult to buy for, absolutely.
This is terrible.
Now, Judy, does it seem to you like there has been more than four... Oh, I think Judy hung up on me. Judy didn't want to talk to me anymore. No, I don't think it's been four... I think there have been more than 40 Christmases at the palace. I don't... Maybe I'm wrong, but... Who knows? What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies. That's all we got. What are the other four answers? 740-383-9944. Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. In the paper the other day, yes, this is the 40th year. And the ticket prices are $25 for adults and $15 for kids.
Wow, that's a little pricey.
Oh, I don't know if it is. You know, it's a big fundraiser for the year. So, you know, they aren't doing it just to cruise up. But anyway, yeah, if you had two adults, parents, then you took three kids, it would get a little pricey, but... It just depends what you want to spend your money on.
Yeah, well, no, and I think people should go. The only problem I ever had with it is just a little long.
Oh, you think? I don't. I mean, I'm ready. I'm glad it's over. I mean, when it's over, because you you know, if you always want it to go on, it's a very good show. If you're tired of it, then it's maybe not so much.
But. Well, and I understand why it's long, that the more people they have in it, the more tickets they're going to sell, and I get that, but boy, when something's over 2 hours like that, that's just an awful long time to,
like an old man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Scott?
Well, I know, I just can't sit, my attention span, I guess, is not that long.
Apparently, that's the problem.
Apparently. Well, so it's 20, did you say 25?
25, piece for adults. No matter where, that's general admission, and then it's 15 for kids.
15 for kids. How interesting. And it is the doesn't it seem like it's been going on longer than 40 years?
Well, apparently they know. I mean, I can't think that they made a mistake, but
no.
Yeah, it's quite, and if you just think how much time is put in, you know, it's remarkable.
It,
I think.
Did you happen to catch that Dolly Parton thing last night?
Part of it, and I went ahead and moved on to something else.
Oh, and I feel bad because she does so much good. But
yeah, it wasn't a Dolly Parton. Somebody don't know Dolly very well if that's what they come up with.
I agree. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if the line rings busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. Ticket price for Christmas at the Palace, $25 for adults, $15 for kids, and apparently it has been going on for 40 years. Oh, I thought it went on longer than that. Has been going on longer than that. Maybe not. I could be wrong. Go ahead, caller.
I'll try a new razor.
A new razor. No new razor on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No new razor on the list today. So we still got four answers here. The only two answers we've got are new suit and cookies. You know, my other question was, they did this parade last week in I think it was at night, Saturday night. Are they still going to do a parade tomorrow morning? They usually do one right after the peanut push, but I don't know since they did that parade last week if they're going to have one tomorrow morning or not. Who knows? If anybody's got the information, let me know. So far, Brinley and Judy, the only two in here so far, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? So we've got the new suit and the cookies. Four answers left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step out here for about 60 seconds and come right back with more programming. Keep thinking. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't you dare flip that dial.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
And we're back here, WGH Talk, on this Getaway Friday morning. All right. Phone rang during the little break there, so if that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies is all we got. Judy and Brinley is going to win this because we've got no other, Judy or Brinley, we got no other entrants. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, how about Long John's? Socks, garments like that?
No Long John's for Santa.
I think he's covered. I don't know what else he could need.
I know, he's a hard one to buy for. No Long John's for Santa, unfortunately. I guess he's just cold out there on Christmas Eve. 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. My goodness. Santa must be a hard one to buy for. Okay. Well, we got new suit and cookies. Four other answers remain, and we do have food to give away here today. Pizza Hut, Sans Sodas, Smoothie King, Arby's, all kinds of good stuff. Prizes galore. We're going to have a giveaway here right before 11 o'clock, and then we are going to have another one at 12:30 today. So far, Judy and Brinley are the only two in this hour, and only one apiece. Because we've only gotten two answers in the last hour and a half. We've had a lot of guesses, but no correct answers, unfortunately. Getaway Friday, December the 2nd, 2022, 48 and a half minutes past the hour. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit and cookies. This is where we are. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
He would like a vacation as a gift.
You know what? A vacation is number one on the list. You got it, Judy. Thanks.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, he needs a vacation after that big holiday. Judy gets in twice. Vacation is number one on the list, oddly enough. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? We've got a vacation, a new suit, cookies, still three more answers to go. Who's got them? Judy in twice, Brinley in once. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers out here? Gonna get the food today. I say, you can enter as many times as you like. If we get some right answers here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, and cookies are the answers we have. Three more answers to go. And about 10 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. And remember, we are going to do another drawing today at 12:30. So it won't just be the drawing we're going to do here in about 9 minutes. We'll do another one about 12:30. So you have to keep tuned in. 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Does anybody have an answer here? You know, there was just some question that love would be in the air that night of the fruitcake toss. See, I think there will be love in the air. We'll see. You never know. Fruitcake tosses bring out interesting things in folks. It's the holidays. More proposals go on during the holiday season, I believe, than any other time of the year, is what I've been told. Certainly not during that Dolly Parton thing. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a clock. So he does it over sleep.
No clock, but a good guess. No clock on the list. Although Santa might get clocked. If he brings the wrong gift, Santa could get clocked. 51 minutes past the hour here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, cookies. Three more answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got those remaining three answers? I'll tell you, it's been very difficult today for people to get the right answer. But we want to see three more right answers. We want more people entered into the competition here. Go ahead, caller.
Some hand warmers to put in his gloves.
You know, John, you got it. Hand warmers was number six on the list. You're in. Thanks, John.
Oh, thanks.
John gets in here with hand warmers. Absolutely. Hand warmers are on the list. How about that? So now there are only two left. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say gifts for the boys and girls.
No gifts for the boys and girls. No gifts for the boys and girls. But now we've got hand warmers. John got in with hand warmers. So now we've got Brinley, Judy, and John in the competition. Two more answers to go here. A vacation, a new suit, cookies, and hand warmers. Two answers left, 53 minutes past the hour. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the remaining two answers so we can move on to a new category? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, the remaining two answers are not that odd. They're probably things Santa would want for Christmas, I would think. Well, I don't know. Might give a little hint here. I don't know. No hints yet, but we're working toward it. Go ahead, caller.
They have to be that odd. How about a blanket?
Not a blanket. Not a blanket, but not a bad guess. I'm trying to think of some hints here. We're down to about 5 minutes before we're going to do our drawing here for the first time. But remember, we're going to have another drawing at 12:30, so don't tune away. We're going to continue on with this starting next hour, 11:15. Okay, here's a hint for one of these. I'll give you a hint for both. One, well, let's start here. One is a beverage. How about that? One is a beverage. So there's your hint. 740-383-9944. One is a beverage. Something he could drink. What would Santa like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to our big drawing here. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hot chocolate because he's cold.
Not hot chocolate, but a good guess. Not hot chocolate, but not a bad guess at all. It has something Santa would drink is the hint. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hot chocolate.
Not hot chocolate. Good guess. Not hot chocolate, but it was not a bad guess at all. People seem to think Santa would want hot chocolate. Nope. Oddly enough, apparently he doesn't. What present do you think would be good for Santa? And the clue here is it's a drink. Something Santa would drink. What would that be? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was milk ever said?
I think I said me. I think so. No milk.
I'm going to say coffee.
No coffee. No milk or coffee on the list today. Well, apparently the clue was not that much help. Hard answers here in this category. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? We've got a vacation, a new suit, cookies, and hand warmers. And the hint here is some kind of a drink. And I'll give you a hint on the other one as well. The hint is a person. So the two things left that Santa would want as a gift for Christmas, one is a person, and one is a drink. One is a person, one is a drink. So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bottle of wine?
You know what? Booze. You got it. Gotcha, Carolyn.
Okay.
All right. Carolyn is in with a bottle of wine. Absolutely. Santa apparently is a drinker. You know what? What's wrong with a bottle of wine after he gets done delivering all those presents to the little kids? 57 and a half minutes past the hour here. The last remaining answer is a person that Santa would want for Christmas. Drawing coming up here in about a minute. So far we've got Brinley, Judy in twice, John, and Carolyn. So, let's see, are we going to get anybody else in? Is anybody going to get the final answer here? So next hour, we can move on to a new category. Remember, if you don't win this hour, we're going to play at 11:15 up through 12:30, and you can still get in and win something there as well. Go ahead, caller.
It wouldn't be his wife, would it?
Mrs. Claus, absolutely.
See, I told you the way out there.
Well, next hour, we'll get to start a new category, so that'll be better.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Yes, the answers end up, what present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, cookies, booze, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and hand warmers. Go ahead, caller.
Does Santa want a new wife?
Not a new wife, the old wife.
He wants the old wife?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus.
What, did she run off with the Easter Bunny or something?
She must have. It's one of those things.
Does that count?
It does. All right. We got you.
Put Brinley in.
We'll put Brinley in again. Got it.
All right.
All right. We're going to do our drawing here. Remember, we're going to continue on and play next hour because we're going to give something else away at 12:30. And we'll start with a new category next hour. If you're just tuning in, what presents do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, cookies, booze, Mrs. Claus, and hand warmers. We got Brinley in twice, Judy in three times, John and Carolyn in. And this hour, we are going to give away Okay, let's do this. We're going to give away the free triple chocolate brownie, our ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut, I believe it is. Yep. And okay, we'll shake this up here. We 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The winner is... well, how about that? Brinley, and she's in school. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you pick this up by 1 o'clock today, Brinley can have it. Brinley gets the brownie or chocolate chip cookie, ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. All right, we're going to come back in 15 minutes and play again. If you're still out there and you didn't win, keep playing because we're going to give away more stuff. Maybe we'll give away two things starting next hour. Stay tuned.
Time.
All without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bye.